Gulaga and Bar Munga, Bruce Pascoe. Far south coast of New South Wales, in the area between Pambula and Naruma, specifically centred on Tilbatulba and Bega. 8 hours drive south of Sydney on the Prince's Highway. The Yuin language group. As you travel along the coast towards Tilbatulba, you find yourself among the green hills of the country rising off the coastal plain. Eruptions of granite boulders are common, looming out of the landscape, drawing your eye, threatening story. Two of those mountains, Gulaga, the mother, and Baya Munga, have a special meaning for Yuin people. The mountains are the centre of Yuin lore. Gulaga, formerly known as Mount Dromedary, its European name, is a place for both men and women. But the top third of the mountain is for the exclusive use of women, and part of the lower mountain holds significance for birthing rituals. Climbing Gulaga is a sacred act, and climbers are asked to ascend respectfully, wearing a red wristband in deference to its sacredness, in bare feet if possible, and preferably in silence. Baya Munga, also known as Mombala Mountain, has both men's and women's law sites. From these mountains, the law is taught and disseminated. While different groups from country have different stories, all agree that this is an area central to the people for whom Yumbara, the black duck, is crucial to the country's well-being. Law sites are places where elders introduce the tenets of the law, the spiritual rules of knowledge and behaviour, to young men and women. While not all contemporary Yuin people undertake the law, many do, and ceremony for the support and protection of country is conducted frequently and attended by as many as 100 people at a time. The law is still strong. Not all ceremonies take place on the mountains, but their spirit originates there. A recent ceremony for the protection of the headwaters of the Murrumbidgee River, where feral horses have destroyed the sphagnum moss beds of its origin, was conducted by over 100 people. Some have done this from as far as the Coorong in South Australia, where Uncle Mudgee has been conducting water protection ceremonies for decades.